Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with discipline, so let's get started. Clunk. Zip, rustle. Once it's off, Leona Morimoto is standing there in flesh and blood.
Morimoto Leona.
Ho ho ho, good day, everyone. Thank you all for coming out to greet me. You, what are you doing coming to school in whatever the hell that thing is? The assistant dean is shaking as he screams, pointing at the shiny airplane. How rude to call it whatever the hell that thing is. Don't you know what this is, Assistant Dean? It's a McDonnell Douglas and British Aerospace AV-8 Harrier? Leona Special, because like everybody has one of those, right? The engine is a Rolls-Royce Pegasus. It goes up to 95.6 kiloknots. The wings are made of a carbon composite with supercritical construction. It's loaded with LIDS and the flight, offensive and defense programs of the newest avionics technology. It's the best STOVL machine in the world. It's something that commoners like you would never get to see, much less touch. British-made products suit a girl like me. But if you're gonna go British, you gotta go with the GR7 or the FA2. Besides, McDonnell Douglas and Hawker Siddeley have been taken over by Boeing. Oh yeah, Boeing took over everybody. An airplane freak who had been listening to Leona interjects. You over there, did you say something? Or do you want to become a tiny little bug? I didn't say anything. The guy backs down under Leona's snake-like glare. No one asked you about that! Where did you even get this thing? This is for military use! It's even equipped with a missile! Are you planning to start a war showing up at school like something in this? Well, it's forbidden to come to school in a car, but it doesn't say anywhere that I can't come to school in an airplane. Besides, who said it was for military use? Look closely. It says it's for private use. Just as Leona says, it does say it's for personal use. Whoever heard of such a stupid thing? There's no way that Japanese law would allow for something like this to be used for personal use. You're such a pest. I've made the necessary arrangements, so no matter what you say, this is my personal airplane. Yeah. The assistant dean is grinding his teeth. No matter what he says, Leona has a comeback. And what is that missile-like thing? Oh, that? It's an AGM-65E Maverick missile, and next to it is an AIM-9 Sidewinder missile. And it comes with an optional FFAR 127 mini rocket pod. But I left that at home today. What, you gonna blow the school up? I guess for a weak maiden like me to ride in something like this, it's gotta have at least those things. Weak maiden, my ass! Where in the world is there a weak maiden who flies a personal use jet equipped with weaponry? Right here. I'm mad! You will not get away with this! I'll suspend you! No, I'll expel you! How awful. Leona sounds sad for once. Where's this coming from? It's too late for apologies. If I've done something wrong, I will apologize. I will repent, so you don't have to get so angry. Stop staring at my head! You're making fun of me! Oh, could you tell? You! Your hair's gonna fall out if you get so angry. Oh, I'm sorry, you're already bald. Ha ha ha, my mistake. Well, so that's that. Excuse me then, Mr. Bald Assistant Dean. The Assistant Dean looks like he's about to have a stroke. Leona walks away laughing. The others who have been standing around watching scatter. I guess we should go too. Yeah, you're right. Arakawa and I leave quickly, unable to stand the tension. Steam. The Assistant Dean is so mad his head is bright red and he is shaking. He stares angrily in the direction that Leona is gone. The Assistant Dean begins to laugh eerily out loud as if he just thought of something. Go ahead and make fun of me all you want! The bitch! She's been making fun of me this whole time, but no more! His anger evaporates and he screams, looking full of confidence. But no one is there to hear him. Today, finally, the secret weapon that I have called will come to this school today, and then you will be through. Just you wait, Leona Morimoto, you will get a taste of my fury! Rumors of Leona Morimoto are flying around the classroom again today. It'd be strange if there was no chatter about her coming to school and something like that. It would have been out of line for that to be on the news. Everyone is gathered around the windows. They're all talking, looking at Leona's harrier. I don't pay any attention to them and go straight to my seat. Hey, Hayami, did you see the harrier? Sudo sees me and comes running over. Yeah, I saw it, and up close, too. Wow, man. That's a Harrier. A Harrier? Who would have thought the F-50 would be followed by a Harrier? Man, you never know what the rich will come up with. I have no idea how much something like that costs, but who can afford it? I guess people with money have endless amounts of money. I'm sure Leona's family has more money than they know what to do with. I hear they use $100 bills to wipe their butts. Rich people don't think like normal people do. I'm so jealous. I don't care if they wipe their asses with it. I still want a few of those $100 bills. Does this guy have no pride? By the way, what were you doing with Isobe yesterday? Oh, that? I was thinking of joining the baseball club. What? You joined the baseball club? Wait a minute. What's this about you joining the baseball club? Otokawa, who had been eavesdropping on our conversation, butts in. What's this about? I don't know anything about this. I've already submitted my application. Come on, Hayami, quit joking around. You promised me you'd join the photography club. I never said that. Wait a second. What about the Bible study group? Just because it's a common interest group, you can't just blow it off. Hang on a second. You're the one who forced me to join. Besides, you're the one who said that because it's a common interest group, I can join other clubs. I was just saying that. I didn't think you'd really do it. Well, neither the baseball club nor the Bible study. Well, neither the baseball club nor the Bible study group are much of anything. The photography club is the best thing for Hayami. Quit both of them and come to my club. How dare you say that? Just tell me how it is that the Bible study group isn't much of anything. Otokawa glares at Sudo and goes after him. What? It's the truth. Let me say for the record that unlike yours, my club is a bona fide culture club. So what? All the other members of the photo club besides yourself are all fictitious anyway. The same goes for you. Most of your members are only on paper and belong to other clubs too. How dare you? I'm way better than you who borrows people's names just to keep your club open. Say what you want, but if you don't watch it, I'm gonna distribute your panty shots all over school. Let's just see you do it. I'll get you back tenfold. They glare at each other. They're shooting fire at each other. Enough already. No matter what you say, I've already decided to join the baseball club. I pull them apart and tell them how I feel. But I thought I finally got another guy to join. Hey, you really shouldn't join the... Hey, you really shouldn't join the baseball club. It's about to go down. There's nothing you're going to gain by joining it. Besides, the baseball club isn't cool. The girls don't dig it. Why would you choose such a club anyway? There are tons of other better clubs like the photography club or the photography club and the photography club. Stop pestering me. I've decided, so stop your heckling. Heckling? You're already using jargon? Look, don't worry about it. I still plan to come to the Bible study group. Really? It's a promise. If you break it, you'll be sorry. Otokella breathes a sigh of relief. So you joined the photo club too? I never said that. Besides, I can't be in two clubs. Hey, come on now. Sudo looks disappointed at my response. Too bad, Sudo-kun. So anyway, will you please stop harassing my precious club member? Otokawa provokes Sudo. Heh, you're just a stupid common interest group. As we are talking, the door opens and the teacher walks into the room. Okay, everyone, take your seats. She makes everyone take their seats. She breathes a sigh of relief when she sees that Leona Morimoto is not in the room. I think you all know this, but we have exams next week. Everyone's eyebrows furrow at her announcement. I'm sure I don't have to say this, but try not to get a black mark, as though your life depended on it. I try to treat everyone the same, both good students and bad students, but this is all up to the headmistress, so it's all out of my control. By the way, guys, the interesting thing about discipline is the endings are tied to how well you do on your exams. Yeah. If you do bad on your exams, you get a bad ending. But if you do good on your exams, you get the true ending. That's literally how it's set up. It has nothing to do with anything else but your exams. It's kind of weird. It's like maybe they were trying to push the importance of studies through a hentai game or eroge game. I would do what I can, so if there's anything you're not sure about, feel free to ask me. The teacher looks almost apologetic as she says this. The air in the classroom is heavy. Why all the drama? It's just a test. I look around. Most everyone has a dark expression on their faces. Even people who are usually happy look very serious. But Sudo is picking his nose like usual. Okay, let's take attendance. And so, another day begins. As class begins, a strange atmosphere fills the room. I'm not sure if it's because of the teacher's speech, but everyone seems different than usual. Even people who normally don't pay much attention are intently listening to the teacher and are scribbling away in their notebooks. I can understand that people get more serious right before a test, but there's something more to it. I'm sucked in by the intensity and concentrate harder on the lecture. This strange atmosphere continues into the second and third period. What strikes me most is that the people who normally pay the least attention are concentrating the hardest. I can understand that they are panicking because they don't usually study, but you'd think that there would be at least one person in the class who's given up already. I look around, but there isn't a single person like this. Well, the one exception is Sudo, who is daydreaming. By the time lunch hour rolls around, I'm exhausted from concentrating so hard. People must really be scared of the remedial classes. The only people who don't seem worried are myself and Sudo. Seeing something like this makes me feel panicked too. I slept well. When lunch hour comes, Sudo has been asleep for hours, wakes up. He lifts out a big yawn and comes over to me. How can you sleep so much? Did you pull an all-nighter or something last night? No, I slept 12 hours. That's always a great sleep. That's too much. Who cares? Let's go get some grub. Sure. I follow Sudo. I look around and see that everyone is still buried in their textbooks even though it's lunch hour. Only a few people have gotten up. Most people continue to work on their sample exams. Come on, I'm gonna leave. Wait a second. I follow Sudo out of the room. We get to the dining room. There are fewer people in here than normal. Even the people eating are looking at their textbooks or their notebooks. Hey, Sudo, why is everyone behaving so differently today? I pick out my bee lunch and ask Sudo, who is devouring his food. Different? How? Just look at them. They're all studying so hard. It's because of the test next week, of course. Sudo answers nonchalantly as he stuffs a huge piece of cutlet in his mouth. But even if there's a test, this vibe is not normal. It's like they've all been possessed or something. They're frantic. It's like I already told you, if you get a black mark, the hellacious remedial classes await you. And that makes everyone this desperate? It's a black mark, not an average score, right? Naive. You are too naive, Hayami-kun. Your comprehension is severely lacking. You see how they're all studying, don't you? Do you have any idea what the average score is for our class? Sorry about that, folks. No. You're gonna freak out when you hear it, and it's considered to be low. Sudo snickers as he tells me. People who get below half the average score get a black mark. Usually one or two people in each class get screwed each time. If the entire class is unusually smart, they may have none. During the last exam, two people from our class got black marks. That's why everyone's so focused, and that's all subjects combined. Those are results that they should be proud of. But it's less than half of the average score, right? So if it's 70, then it's 35, and 80 would be 40. Why do people have to study so hard for that? You're right, but there's the what if. If the what if happens to you, it'd be horrible. The hellacious remedial classes? Exactly. Remedial classes? Are they that horrible to instill fear? You should try it once to see what it's like. Sudo doesn't say much, he just smiles knowingly. You better study so you don't regret it later. You're gonna wish you were dead if you get sent to remedial classes. It sounds so exaggerated. If you need my help, I'd be glad to do it. Just let me know if you do. I'm sure it's just gonna cause more trouble anyway. Then you're on your own. Sudo goes back to devouring the rest of his cutlet. How can this guy be so blasé when everyone else is so frantic? Either he has an awful lot of confidence or he's just stupid. But regardless, I want to avoid asking for his help at all costs. I eat my lunch with mixed feelings. Takuro Hayami-kun, or Takuro Hayami-kun from grade 3 class A, please come to the social club room at once. Uh-oh. As I'm eating my lunch, I hear this dreadful announcement coming across the PA system loud and clear. Choke. Did I just hear my name being called? There's no mistaking it. I'm sure of it. Hey, Hayami, you just got called. So it is me. Yeah. The social club. That's the club the princess is president of. You got called yesterday, too. Don't tell me you joined the social club in addition to the baseball club. You've got strange tastes. Everyone steers clear of the social club. You must not value your life. If you join there, they're going to pluck out your butt hairs and turn you into a handicap. I'm not going there by choice. If you're going to turn them down, you should just do it. If you can, that is. That club and the Student Morality Committee are the sources of evil on this campus. I know. You don't have to tell me. It's not my business, so I don't really care, but... I glare at Sudo. He continues to eat his lunch like it's none of his concern. I repeat, Hayami-kun from grade 3, class A, please come to the social room immediately. If you don't come within 5 minutes, there'll be trouble. The PA calls out again. Shouldn't you go? There's gonna be trouble if you don't. I'll go. I gather my resolve and get up. Can I eat that then? Siro is pointing at my half-eaten lunch. Sure. I lost my appetite anyway. I see. I'll finish it for you then. Sudo pulls my lunch over happily and starts to shovel it into his mouth. I better go then. Sure, good luck. Sudo waves at me with his mouth full. I leave the dining room with heavy legs. I get to the social club door. I let out a big sigh. What a drag. I never wanted to come back here. If I go through these doors, I'm sure I'll be put through hell again. Having said that, there's no getting out of it now. I wonder if they called me here to get my answer. If so, I have to be very clear about my refusal. I'm already a member of the baseball club. I'll use that as my excuse for not joining. Okay. I pull myself together and knock on the door. My hand is shaking. The door opens right away. Himeki appears. She sees me and smiles. There she is, freak. I won't be fooled by your appearances. Oh, Hayami-kun, so good of you to come. Please come in. Miss Leona is waiting for you. Himeki grabs my hand and drags me into the room. Man, I never want to go in that room ever again. Miss Leona, Hayami-kun is here. Leona sees me and clicks the stopwatch in her hand. Uh-oh. Slow, that was slow, Hayami-kun. I thought I said you had to be here in under 5 minutes. Oh no, Hayami-kun. You might want to make a break for it, buddy. I mean, what's she gonna do? Jump in her fucking Harrier jet and hurl missiles at you? I mean, blow up half of Japan while trying to escape? It's worth it. Come on, I got here as fast as I could. Leona shoves her stopwatch in my face. Look, it's already been 5 minutes 12 seconds since the announcement. 12 seconds? Even if you're 1 second late, you're still late. I do not like people who are late. You'll pay for this crime. This is ridiculous. So, why did you call me here? Well, it should be obvious. I called you here to get your answer from yesterday. She called me here for that, and then she gets on my case about being 12 seconds late? This is ridiculous. So you're gonna give us the answer we want, aren't you? But before you do, have a seat. How about a cup of tea? No, no thanks. Oh, I bet you were. Oh, how rude. I was gonna serve you my very special milk tea. Leona sends a signal to Himeki. I will prepare it immediately. Himeki went to the back room and came back with a male student. Oh no! Did you call for me, sister? It's the pretty guy who Leona was coddling yesterday morning. Even close, he looks like a girl. Oh no! No, you don't want that milk tea, buddy! Kaoru, can I ask you for the usual? But... The guy looks at me shyly. Are you saying that you can't obey me, Kaoru? Okay, I will. What is about to begin? I'm sure it's not anything nice. Kaoru slowly starts to take his clothes off in front of me. No! Oh! I don't know what's going on, but all I can do is stand there and watch. Plop, rustle, rustle. Oh no! Oh no! Leona watches Kaoru taking his clothes off, embarrassed, and me, who can't hide my shock. She giggles with anticipation of what is to come. Why do I have to watch a male strip show during my lunch hour? As I'm watching, this guy is down to his underwear and nothing else. The guy squirms with embarrassment in his underwear. His skin is white like a girl's. It's enough to make me, as a guy, feel funny. He was dressed like a girl, you'd never know he was a guy. But I can see very clearly through his briefs that he is a guy. Based on the bulge in his briefs, I can see that he has an erection. And there's a small wet mark appearing where the tip of his penis is. Okay, Himeki-san, let's take our clothes off too. We can't get our clothes dirty. Yes, Leona and Himeki don't even seem to notice that I'm there if they strip down to their underwear. Compared to yesterday's event, stripping down to their underwear is nothing. But it's still lunchtime and there are still people on campus. Do these two realize this? Hey! They don't even notice that I'm in a panic. They slither over the Kaoru in their underwear. Now Kaoru, put your hands on the table and stay very still. The guy's cheeks turn red. He does as he's told and puts his hands on the table. Uh-oh, here we go! You've kept your promise, right? Yes. Then let's hear what your promise is. Oh, I really like her face in that CG. The CGs are really well done. I'm your... Louder! Say it so we can all hear it. Yes! Kaoru is almost in tears as he obeys Leona's orders. I will not masturbate or have sex until I have met permission from you, sister. Very good. Now I make sure that you have kept your promise. Can I leave now? I'm starting to get the sense that things are not headed in a good direction. I asked Leona timidly. Oh, we're not finished with business and you're wanting to leave? Don't worry, we're not about to let you leave yet. Yeah, but I'm not interested in the business. I'm not interested in the business that you're getting into. Like, what's your business is none of my business. I'm out of here. You go on about your business, and I'll take my business out that door. It's about to get good. I'm sure you will enjoy Kaoru's show. I'm sure I won't, but we'll find out next time when I go through this horrible fucking thing. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we are out for discipline, and we'll see you next week with more discipline on Grim Sentai Corner.